Hey, hey, what is going on, Anchor? It has been many, many months since I have posted a podcast here. And so I decided to do it this evening. I actually taught another podcasting class, University of Missouri, St. Louis, podcasting, when, where, how, something like that is the title. I didn't come up with the title for the class, but I did approve it. Interesting class. This is the first time that I've had only businesses in the class. Curious about how they can maximize and utilize podcasting for their individual companies. And these were not small businesses. These were all medium-sized businesses, 10 to 20 million a year. Curious about and trying to learn about how do we start our internal podcast. So very interesting stuff. Much like the stuff I've been working on over the past year, honestly, with Podbean and dealing with enterprise customers. Enterprise is basically defined by 10 million plus to 100 million in revenue. Medium to large businesses to multinational corporations that I'm working with to do podcasts with. And I'm not doing the producing. This is podcast hosting and advising on how to get stuff done. Also been doing some other stuff with a local studio, helping them with a large client. So this has been some interesting journey in the podcast realm. I talked about Anchor a little bit, the pluses, the minuses, the advantage of owning your RSS feed versus not, and the implications of that, what I think Anchor should be used for, what I think a regular podcast hosting company should be used for, all the pluses and minuses. So it was really interesting. I always tout Anchor for its ability for you to quickly, easily do daily updates with just your phone. Without making the setup too complicated. You can get a pretty good quality podcast, of course, from Anchor, and it's distributed everywhere. They go crazy with that, which is a good thing with Anchor. They make sure your show gets out there. Bad part for me is they own the feed, so I can't really control any of it, and I don't know how much control you need. That was a little bit of a debate in the class. But interesting all the same. Wanted to just stop through, say, what up, Anchor fam? Still here, still listen to some of your podcast when I get chance, or when I get a chance, mostly on the ones on iTunes. I very rarely come over to the Anchor app, so I have subscribed to some of your guys' stuff on iTunes. Definitely listening, still listening to Ann Capone every now and then when I get a chance. Miss Eileen, of course, shouts out to those wonderful Anchor peeps. Haven't had a chance to listen to much lately, but hopefully I can incorporate Anchor back into some of my daily, at least weekly habits. Doing a lot of stuff with Amazon Alexa as well, which I was able to demonstrate in the class. I don't know if you can do it with your Anchor feed, but I believe that you can. I'm going to be experimenting with that for some follow-up to the class. So interesting stuff going on in the podcast world. Hit me back. Let me know what you think. I'd love to get some comments on this one, some voicemails on Anchor, because I miss the Anchor crew. So I'll talk to you guys. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.